Hello, my name is Maya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. So this, I couldn't speak to anyone. I'm not having a medical emergency, but I did have some questions about the vaccine, when availability and when the next rollout would be. Could you help me with that?
Unfortunately, ma'am, this is the hotline. I'm not sure when they will. We just pre-register.
Y'all do pre-register?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because your number was given to me by my local, the Baldwin County health clinic here in Robertsdale. So I was telling the lady that I spoke with there that our company sent us letters saying that we had, for Helena Agra Enterprises, priority access to the COVID-19 vaccine from our manager of employee relations, saying that we're essential workers in the agricultural industry, in the Infrastructure Workers Ability Act, and that, I have that, and also my particular situation, I know that the first round of these immunizations have been for the, like, 75 and older patients and first responders, but my situation, and my cardiologist told me to mention this, I'm 64, but I have an underlying condition. I have heart disease. I had cardiac arrest a year and a half ago, and I was without a heartbeat for 22 minutes. And he said that, you know, it's essential that I, you know, get one as soon as it's available. So
right.
That's what I was wondering about, maybe the next rollout, or if anybody could tell me anything about that. Or
okay, I am sorry about that, but what I can do is pre-register you, and
okay.
You can give
okay.
them a call and let them know the conditions and see if they can move you up for the vaccination.
Okay, and that would be, who would they be? I mean,
The Baldwin County Health Department, or, yeah, that them, because that's who will be contacting you about an available appointment, but you can call them to see if they can go ahead and push you up.
Yeah, because she said that they wouldn't, at this point, they were not, had not, did not know when they would be giving them or anything like that. They hadn't been given that information yet. So, but if I go ahead and pre-register with you, will that information be, I guess, in the system, and will be sent to whatever, what am I trying to say, area or like, that's going to be giving out the vaccinations?
Yes, it would be sent to your county health department.
Okay, all right. Well, if we can go ahead and proceed with that. That'll be a start.
Okay, what's your social? I mean, sorry about that. Your first name?
Mitzi, Mitzie.
Okay.
Middle initial is M. Last name is James, James.
And the phone number?
My cell is 251-979-6161.
Okay, would you like to provide an email?
Yes. Mitzi, MITZIEJ, 56@gmail.com.
And that was Baldwin County?
Yes, I live in Robertsdale. Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
I am 64. I'll be 65 in August of this year.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you for providing your information. I did get that submitted. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. We don't necessarily know the time frame, but you can reach out to them with about your conditions and see if they can go ahead and get you vaccinated.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would I just tell them then that I've already registered with the so are you at the state level or?
Yeah, we're pre-registering everyone in the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
and I won't receive anything in the mail like proof that I have pre-registered or anything like that.
Unless no ma'am, you won't. They'll contact you by phone.
Okay. All right. And let's see, one other question. I can't think of it, and I don't want to hold you up. So, anyway, well, I appreciate your help.
All right. Yeah, thank you for calling
thank
the COVID
you.
Vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.